you have the floor, Pascal.
Today is obviously an important day for the WTO family, the arrival of Vietnam as its 150th member. And as in any family, the arrival of a new member is a moment of relief, satisfaction, joy and celebration. Relief for the mother, satisfaction for the midwife, joy and celebration for the relatives and the neighbors. And allow me, therefore, on my behalf, as well as on behalf of all staff in the WTO Secretariat, to extend our warmest welcome to Vietnam. This accession is not only important for Vietnam, it's important for the WTO. With Vietnam joining in, we demonstrate to the world that the multilateral trading system continues to show its uniqueness, comprehensiveness and attractiveness. Becoming a full-fledged member of the family, Vietnam will be able to benefit from the market access and global trading rules which have been developed for the past 50 years. It will also be able to use the WTO dispute settlement to solve its possible differences with other members and fully participate in the ongoing negotiations to design the trade rules of the future. We would not be here today but for the courage and determination showed by the Vietnamese leadership. 11 years ago, which is when WTO was given birth, Vietnam embarked on a long trip towards WTO. This was part of a wider opening of the Vietnamese economy under the Doi Moi policy, and this membership will help Vietnam firmly anchor these reforms and continue to use, as Vietnam did it in the previous years, to use trade opening as an engine for economic growth and development. I'd like to have a special mention for my old friend, Minister Thuong Dinh Quyen, who succeeded in simultaneously giving up smoking and negotiating, which I can testify was not always easy, and to Vice Minister Luong Van Thu, who reminded me of our first serious conversation on Vietnam's accession in Berlin 7 years ago. They have been leading a team with continuous efforts both at the negotiation table and at home. And I think without them, we would not be able to celebrate this historic moment today. You've been a good team. You've been and you are very tough negotiators. You've had a clear vision. You've been determined, you've been skillful, you've been persistent, even in most difficult situations, and we've had some. Which is why I believe this team deserves the respect of the WTO membership and the thanks of the Vietnamese people. Let me also thank warmly the chair of the Working Party, who's sitting on my left, who happens to be also the chair of the General Council, which means that chairing a working party can lead to a promotion. This is an overall advertisement. And let me also thank the Secretariat team who has worked extremely hard on this accession. Et bien que le Vietnamien...
And although the Vietnamese language is not one of the official languages of this
institution, I would like simply to conclude by saying
Hmong, ce qui veut dire en
which means in good French and in good English, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you very much.